All right. Could you start off simple for me and just introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Chris Pfister, and I am the Incident Information Officer with the National Park Service team that's come in to assist Kenai Fjords National Park with preparation for and planning for this historic visit.
So you said you are specifically there for the presidential visit this week. Is that just basic protocol for the park?
Well, the park is very excited about being able to host this as part of the community of Seward, but they have a staff of about 30 year-round folks and supplemented by about 60 additional folks during the summertime. So they, at the same time, while preparing for the visit, also have to do their regular jobs. And so it's pretty typical for when any park gets a request that would be very difficult for only their park staff to do, along with trying to provide all the services and things that they normally do, to request the assistance of additional help. And we're all from Alaska, the folks that are here now, and that's what we do. It's part of our state protocols is to do that.
I understand that it's going to be hard to discuss specifics about the president's trip, what he's planning to see, what he's planning to do. But what can you tell us as far as what is planned for President Obama as he comes to the park?
Well, I guess I can't say specifically what is planned, other than what we're doing is, we want to make the park shine and to reflect not only well in the National Park Service, but also to reflect well in this community. And so we are sprucing up facilities that he might be seeing as part of his visit. We are working with the White House and Secret Service on their needs in terms of security needs. And we are also providing information to the president's party on the issues of concern to the park that are also relevant to his concerns, particularly those relating to climate change.
And that is one of the things I'm most curious about. Do you know why the Kenai Fjords National Park was chosen? Is this about climate change, or is this the president taking a little time to just see part of Alaska, getting away from the humdrum business of the day?
Well, that's a good question. We're not 100% sure. We feel that certainly that climate change, which is a significant issue issue of high priority for the president, is affecting this park and other national parks and the resources they were set aside to protect, and making it more challenging for us to do our job. And because this park was set aside to protect and the environmental integrity of the Harding Ice Field and the glaciers, that the fact that they're shrinking has been well documented and witnesses to this changing climate. And so we certainly, this park is a fitting backdrop for his concerns. But as to why specifically we were selected, could be part of that. It could be part of both reasons. We don't know.
And you mentioned the Harding Ice Fields. Wondering if there are any, is there anything that park administrators are kind of highlighting to make sure the president is aware of as options of things he might want to take a look at?
No, I said, we certainly provided a lot of information to his advance team over the course of the past weeks in terms of options that might potentially be available, but those have to all be evaluated, again, for security reasons and looking at the schedule, whatever other things that are planned as part of the visit, meetings with people or whatever, and so that has to all be factored into there, along with, potentially environmental concerns like weather.
Got you. So I'm wondering, when did you get word that you guys were definitely on the president's list of stops to make?
Well, I don't think anything was definite at that point, but there were inquiries made earlier this summer.
I see.
But again, still, anything could change. We're still saying, as far as we know, we're planning for his visit tomorrow. But in terms of definite, it probably has been more recently than that, probably within the last 2 or 3 weeks or so, let's say. But
got you. Do you have an estimated time of arrival for him, or are you allowed to release that?
Yeah, I don't have that information, and I'm sure the White House, we haven't been given any specifics. As you're aware, we put out the press release that, we are closing off the exit glacier area of the park beginning at 12:01 tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, so that we can make sure that, the area will be cleared and security-wise and things like that. But, we don't have any specifics in terms of his time of arrival and or departure or any of the other things that are potentially lined up.
All right. Well, Chris, what do you think that this visit means to the staff over at Kenai Fjords? What do you think it just stands for you guys to be able to host the president?
Well, we certainly, and we, I mean, throwing myself in there too, just being part of this group, and, you know, along with the park staff, we are just honored to be a part of this visit, you know, as part of this community here, and to be representing the National Park Service here. I think that's just part of it. We're very honored. We're thrilled. Everyone, of course, would love to see him, but whether that's going to happen, even for those people that will be more directly potentially in contact with him, is anyone's guess. And so, yes, I'm just thrilled here to be here to help support these folks, and I'm really hoping that particularly folks on the staff have an opportunity to present themselves to greet the president. But I think a lot of folks will want that opportunity.